eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 25th. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. So it's Thursday, which means here on the podcast, it's Recruiting Thursday, in which we listen in to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast, and it is a jam-packed episode today. The guys, Blair Angulo and his team, they are recapping the Under Armour Atlanta camp series from this past weekend, which, I mean, I'm telling you, listen to their discussion about these kids. College football's next stars, they flock to Atlanta. They might be class of 2022. They might be class of 2023. You're listening as a college casual college football fan saying, I don't care. I promise you. Listen to it now and be really smart in a few years when they're dominating college football and then eventually the NFL draft coverage. And you can tell all your friends that you knew who those guys were when they were 16 and 17 years old. Before we get to that, obviously the big story in Tuesday across the college football universe was Georgia star wide receiver George Pickens. He tore his ACL. He's very likely to miss most of this upcoming football season for the Bulldogs. It's a crushing blow. 36 catches, 513 yards, 6 touchdowns. Don't really tell the whole story for Pickens, who of course did all that last year with not great quarterback play until JT Daniels really got going. Pickens is an absolute star. 6'3", he can make every catch. He's the game breaker guy. He is the receiver that you need if you're going to win a national title. Think back to the Devontae Smiths or the Jamar Chases or the Justin Rosses. You have to have a receiver like this. Georgia has a lot of receivers. Very deep receiver room. Keep an eye on Jermaine Burton as someone who can step up. Absolute speedster. But they don't have another George Pickens because they just don't make many like George Pickens. And that's absolutely a devastating blow to a Georgia Bulldog team that has playoff expectations. Will be a top 3-4-5 team, however you want to slice it. I think they're all kind of equal this year. And Georgia, don't forget, opens the season against Clemson in Charlotte, North Carolina. So perhaps the best talent on the field as far as when Georgia at least has the ball, he won't be playing. That's really unfortunate, but good news for us here at 24/7 Sports is we have our Georgia experts on the Junkyard Dogcast to help break everything down. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen in on what Kip Adams and Jake Rowe have to say about Pickens' injury, and they're going to spin it forward and talk about who this impacts the most. Spoiler alert, it's not JT Daniels, and it's not even another receiver on the Georgia roster. And then after that conversation from the Junkyard Dogcast, we'll take a quick break and then listen to regularly scheduled programming, Football Recruiting Thursdays. Before we do any of that, gotta read a promo, right? The madness is underway. You may be wondering, how do I actually watch all these games? What's on CBS? What's not on CBS? Where the heck is your favorite team? Relax, it's easy. Go to the CBS Sports app on your connected TV or phone. From there, you'll see every tournament game available to watch, whether it's on CBS or March Madness Live, which is awesome. Make sure you're using March Madness Live. Think of it as a gateway to all the action, so download the CBS Sports app now so you never miss a minute of the NCAA tournament. All right, let's listen into the Junkyard Dogcast, fellas.
In terms of Georgia football players, who does this impact the most on the field at Georgia?
The easy answer there would be JT Daniels, but for me, I'm thinking Zamir White. You know, I think that George Pickens, if you're talking about the most important players on the roster, Pickens is at worst in the top three and arguably number two behind Daniels for me. And I think that he was a guy that was going to demand probably multiple players, you know, having their eyes on him as far as whether it's man-to-man, whether it's zone. He was gonna have multiple defenders on him on every snap. And so Zamir White coming back, I think that he was going to be looking to Pickens to open things up for him. I mean, Georgia's passing attack was going to be opened up. That's the plan, regardless of whether Pickens is on the field or not. But I think the presence that he had and that he was going to demand based on his production, his skill level, and the fact that it's just tough to guard him one-on-one when the ball is in the air, his catch radius, arguably the best in the country. And so now there is not that type of player currently on Georgia's roster that we know of. A lot of guys coming into years two and three, a lot of guys who can continue to improve, but they don't have that presence that we know of yet who can consistently do something like that. And I think for, you know, Georgia's running game, and like I said, specifically Zamir White, who is set up for, you know, potentially a big season, you know, multiple years off of the knee injuries now, starting to show what he can do on the field late in the 2020 season. This definitely impacts him a lot because, again, now, as far as what we know on film, Georgia doesn't have somebody else that really demands the same attention. So they're going to be able to play a little bit faster. They're going to be able to key their eyes on Zamir a little bit more and kind of focus on first and second down and stopping him. So I definitely think that just as far as overall offensive balance and Georgia's run game, I think that Zamir, you know, the yards may be a little bit tougher until we know for sure there's a guy who can step up and be that number one receiver and make a bunch of big plays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good. Welcome back to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember to rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you find your podcast for all the latest recruiting news and buzz on the trail as we kick off the spring. There was a lot of events this past weekend, and we're going to get into one of those events, the Under Armour Camp Series stop in Atlanta, Georgia, with Andrew Ivins. He's a national recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports. He's on the other line. Andrew, have you skipped curfew yet?
Is there a curfew? Yeah, there is a curfew in
There's
Miami.
A curfew. We had a curfews out here in California as well. I mean, I know that's been a hot topic. I'm just hoping that you're staying out of trouble.
You know, I'm in the like spring break central, and they have put a curfew in because there's so many people out. I have broken curfew because I've been flying back late at night. So yeah, but I think that's work related. So I'm all good.
I think that's essential. That falls under essential. And you've been doing a lot of really good work over at 24/7 Sports. And two names that we're going to discuss here in our first segment are a couple players that are set to make their college announcements in the coming days. Let's start with Malachi Starks from the state of Georgia. He's the number 13 overall prospect in the 24/7 Sports rankings for the 2022 class, set to reveal his choice Thursday. And right now, it does look like the in-state Georgia Bulldogs are trending on the 24/7 Sports crystal ball.
Yeah, Malachi is a guy that I'll say I crossed paths with outside of Atlanta on Sunday. He was at the Under Armour All-America Camp Series stop in Atlanta, but he didn't work out. He measured in, but he didn't work out or go through drills. And me and 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting Steve Wiltfong had a chance to talk with him after the camp. Steve has put in a crystal ball pick for Georgia less than 24 hours before this announcement is made. It seems like the Bulldogs are likely going to be the team to beat. I will point out, though, Malachi was wearing an Alabama hat when we saw him at that camp. I don't know if he was trying to, you know, throw everyone off or were reading a little bit too much into it, but I thought that was notable. And, you know, I went to snap a new headshot of him, and Steve real quick was like, hey, make sure you get one without that Alabama A on there. So thankfully I did, because it seems like Georgia could be in line to get some good news early Thursday morning.
I like the little smoke screen. I remember we had a player a couple years ago show up to the All-American Bowl. I believe it was Keely Ringo at the time, right? A five-star corner from the state of Arizona who ended up signing with Georgia. And he showed up to registration decked out in Texas Longhorns gear. And at the time, he had already signed. You know, this was post early signing period.
Ooh.
So he had already signed with the Georgia Bulldogs about 2 weeks before that. And he shows up head to toe, Longhorns hat, Texas burnt orange backpack. He's got the jacket on. He's got even some burnt orange shoes with the laces. And he was trying to throw everyone off the scent. Little did he know, though, that we already had found out that he had signed with Georgia. So no one was really biting on that. But I like the gamesmanship there, you know, to show up and maybe kind of throw people off the scent.
It's funny, man. I was talking to a college coach the other day, and this college coach was a high NFL draft pick, was recruited coming out. I think he was like a four-star recruit back in his day. And we were just talking about kids' recruitments. And he's like, man, I don't really fault these kids. I always tell them, like, hey, enjoy the process. You only get to go through this once. So, which I thought was a complete 180 of what he was going to give me when we were discussing a certain prospect. I thought he'd be like, I'm so over all these games and all that. But he gave the kids the kind of the okay to do it and pointed out you only get your chance to do this once. And I think we're only going to see more antics like this with the new name, image, and likeness rules that are set to go in place. I mean, I think kids are going to start realizing, hey, you can build your brand, build up your following now while you're in high school. And that's only going to make you more marketable once you get to college. So it's going to suck for us. We're just going to have to be good detectives and be able to, you know, kind of sniff everything out.
Yeah, you got to get your detective glasses out and start to kind of sniff things out. Speaking of the state of Georgia, there's going to be another announcement from a prospect there, four-star quarterback Ja'Kari Brown, who's actually going to do it on CBS Sports HQ. You can tune in beginning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports HQ on March 26th. He is one of the top quarterbacks that's still available, still on the board. Got a top five of Miami, Texas A&M, Auburn, Florida State, and ASU. What's your feel on what Ja'Kari Brown could be doing later this week?
Well, I feel good about my Miami crystal ball forecast. I bumped that confidence score up to an 8 a few weeks ago after having a chance to spend really the whole weekend kind of around Ja'Kari Brown and his camp and his people. They were at a 7-on-7 tournament in Atlanta, and I just think Miami's in a good spot. Some of those schools you mentioned, like Florida, they already got their quarterback for this class. Auburn's already got a quarterback. You know, Texas A&M has a quarterback. Arizona State doesn't, but it seems like all signs are pointing to Miami with Mr. Brown. He was down in Coral Gables a few weeks ago doing one of those self-guided tours, and he's a guy that the Hurricanes have really kind of sunk their teeth on. They're the guy that he wants a lot, and I think it would be a big pickup for Miami.
Brown actually punched his ticket to the Elite 11 Finals at a regional event a couple of weeks ago. What do you like about him as a prospect? What makes him one of the best available players at that position in the 2022 class?
Well, right now he's the number five dual threat quarterback according to our rankings and the industry's rankings. And when you look at him, man, he's just a physically imposing type of quarterback. You know, he's 6'4", 200 pounds. He's run a 4.6 in the 40-yard dash. He's got a 4.4 in that short shuttle. So he's a really, really good athlete. And he might not be the best passer right now. I think he's still kind of developing and figuring all that out. But there's a ton of upside. You know, when you watch his film or you just watch him throw at a camp, like his wow throws are wow throws. And then, you know, his bad throws are bad. But I think if he's given time to blossom, gets the right coaching, you know, he can absolutely make an impact at the Power 5 level. I recently updated his 24/7 Sports scouting report on his profile. So if you guys went to look up Ja'Kari Brown on the website, you'll see I compared him to Hendon Hooker, who was at Virginia Tech and it's since transferred into Tennessee. And I got a lot of pushback from Miami fans, but man, I think Hendon Hooker was a pretty good college quarterback. And I think that's what Ja'Kari can be. I think he can win you games at the college level. And where I think he really has a chance to make a difference is running the football. He's already rushed for over 100 yards, 14 different times at the high school level. I mean, he's a powerful runner. And I think with current Miami offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley, he's going to kind of cater his offense to whatever he has under center. So I think it could be a perfect match for Miami in terms of Ja'Kari and Rhett Lashley.
We're joined by Andrew Ivins. You can follow him on Twitter at @Andrew_Ivins. He covers the state of Florida and the surrounding states for 24/7 sports. Something that's very interesting to me, Andrew, is the fact that Miami landed another four-star quarterback in the 2021 class, Jake Garcia. And he's not really a dual threat guy. He's got a big arm. He's going to be able to stand tall in the pocket and fire. It'd be hard to find a quarterback with the type of velocity that he has in that right arm in that 2021 class. But for them to get a dual threat prospect in 2022, how big and how instrumental could that be for Miami to be able to stagger a high caliber pro style guy with a dual threat guy who can maybe give that offense a different look or a different direction if they decide to opt to go that way?
I think some schools are always trying to like take the same type of guy.
Like there are coaches who have a type, right?
And we
know who we're talking about, but they certainly have a type of quarterback.
Right. But it seems like if you look at Rhett Lashley, you remember, you know, I just mentioned him, like he at different stops, he's kind of had different quarterbacks. When he was at SMU, it was Shane Buechel, more of a pocket passer, you know, an elusive guy in the open field, but he's a guy who's going to sling it. When he was at Auburn, he had Cam Newton. There was Nick Marshall there. So he seems to be a guy that's going to play to his player's strengths. And I think if you're at Miami, like, look, they want to go spread. They have no issue throwing the ball 50 times a game. But what we saw in 2020, with De'Aaron King, like if they want to run it with that guy that's taking snaps, they're going to go ahead and do it. So I think it's smart to kind of get some diversity in that quarterback room. I mean, who knows at some point down the line if we could see maybe a two quarterback system of sorts. And, you know, everyone always tell you if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But I think what makes Jacoury special is he has that ability to run the football. So why can't you design certain packages around him? And one more thing I want to point out with Jacoury is I've been doing this, you know, not as long as some of the others in the industry, but I think he just has the right mindset in terms of being a leader, a guy that's going to, you know, do what it takes for his team, a guy that wants to get better and is going to compete. And you talk with people around that Miami program, they think that's been a major issue in that quarterback room prior to getting De'Aaron King. So I almost compare his personality to De'Aaron King. And I think that's really, really important for Miami because they need to get some mature guys in there. And I think Jacoury is absolutely that.
Jacoury Brown, a four-star quarterback from the state of Georgia, set to reveal his choice March 26th at 9:30 Eastern in front of family, friends, and teammates live on CBS Sports HQ. We're going to be back with more from Andrew Ivins here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The madness is underway, and you may be wondering, how do I actually watch all these games? What's on CBS? What's not on CBS? Where the heck is my favorite team? Relax, it's easy. Go to the CBS Sports app on your connected TV or phone. From there, you'll be able to see every game available to watch, whether that's on CBS or March Madness Live. Think of it like a gateway to all the action. So download the CBS Sports app now so you never miss a minute of the NCAA tournament. Andrew, how's your bracket doing right now?
Ooh, busted.
I think everyone's as busted by now. And that's the beauty of March, right? And I feel like no one really wants. If you had to choose between a very entertaining March Madness or a perfect bracket or a bracket that might, you know, not have as many blemishes, I would go with give me the entertainment all day long.
Yeah. To be honest, I have not had time to watch many of the games, but I'm here for the chaos. I think at one point my bracket was, and I hate when people tell me about their bracket and where it's ranked and all that, but it wasn't like the 98th percentile. I think I had North Texas taking someone down in the first round. We're currently in that 30 percentile now.
Well, I like it. You were pretty busy last weekend, and that's why we have you here on the show to discuss the Under Armour Camp Series stop in Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of the nation's top prospects were there. You got to see them. A lot of the top schools being at the forefront of some of those recruitments. Let's start with the biggest takeaway that you had from that event.
Well, I think the biggest takeaway I had is that AJ Harris is pretty dang good. He's a cornerback here in the class of 2023. And Blair, you know, we are about to release our rankings. If you've ever been to one of these camps, they kind of like stagger out the position groups. And in the morning was really the premier group. That was the defensive lineman. You had 5-star Walter Nolan working out, 5-star Lamarius Overton. So you had all these guys, and I kind of penciled one of them in as the alpha dog. But as the day went on, it was AJ Harris that stole the show. He looked super smooth in defensive back drills. And then when they went over to one-on-ones, I think he took 4 reps. He picked off 2 passes, broke up another, and then essentially forced a coverage sack where the quarterback didn't even throw the ball, which is kind of unheard of in a one-on-one situation. So he was excellent. He was the alpha dog, the best of the best, a guy that we are going to rank high when we release those 2023 rankings soon. But I mean, there was just a ton of talent there, and it was good to kind of see some guys move around alongside some other elite players.
Georgia right now is the early crystal ball leader for AJ Harris. A&M actually offered right after the event as well. So don't tell me camps and showcases don't lead to, you know, potential options.
Ohio State is offered as well. So yeah, you can knock the shirt and shorts all you want, but there's definitely people that make decisions at some of the biggest programs that value those camp settings.
The 2 linemen that you mentioned, Labius Overton and Walter Nolan, not in the same class. Nolan is a 2022 prospect. Overton is the number 1 overall prospect in the 23 class, according to 24/7 Sports. What'd you like about them specifically, and who are some of the names involved in their recruitments?
Well, Overton is the number 1 player in the class of 2023. I think, you know, just talking with Steve Wiltfong, who was also at the camp, like we both feel that's a good spot for him. He's a bigger kid, 6'2", 255 pounds, but he just moves so well, so smooth through like the bag drills. Only got a few reps. I think it was 3 or 4 during one-on-ones, but he absolutely had his way. So he checked all the boxes. He's someone that all of the big dogs are going to be after. I mean, he's going to have his choice of SEC schools. I mean, who knows if a Clemson's going to get involved, but he's set. I think that recruitment is probably going to go the distance. And the same really can be said about Walter Nolan. You know, this was good for me to kind of see him because a few weeks ago, I think I even talked about it on this podcast. You know, I'd seen Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, who's a 5-star defensive tackle down in Florida. He was at another Under Armour camp. So I've seen both those guys kind of in the span of a few weeks, and it'll be interesting how we stack them because I think they're pretty close. I mean, Walter's a bigger prospect. I think Gabe's a little bit more explosive, but you can't go wrong with either one. Overton, you know, told Steve Wiltfong, he was one who grabbed him for the interview. I was more of kind of the eyes on the field on Sunday that he wants to take some visits. And I think like LSU's in there, Tennessee's in there, Georgia's in there, Alabama, I mean, you name it, they're in there. And he's already got a top 12. I don't even know if he's going to win. He'll narrow that down. I think he tweeted something out earlier this week about that. But I would expect the blue bloods to be in there and for him to take all 5 of his official visits before making a decision.
I love regional events like that, because especially the invite-only ones, because it stacks best on best. And you can really see some of these guys rise to the top, and kind of their skill really stands out when other good players are on the field. So those are 2 big-time defensive linemen to continue to monitor. There was a quarterback there who, you know, is pretty highly ranked. That would be MJ Morris, also from the state of Georgia. He's a top 100 prospect right now in the 24/7 Sports rankings. He's the number 4 dual threat quarterback in the class, according to the composite, and he is still uncommitted. He's one of the top available quarterbacks in the country. The dominoes continue to fall, and we're reaching that point where a lot of the top-tier options are coming off the board. I know AJ Duffy, transplant from the state of California, who's now playing at IMG Academy, is also set to reveal his college choice at the end of the month. What's your feel on MJ Morris? What'd you think of him as a player?
Well, this is, MJ could be like the final domino. I mean, most of these quarterbacks could be committed, and it seems like he's not in a rush to make a decision. This was my first time getting a chance to actually see him throw. You know, I've watched his sophomore tape a ton. He didn't play as a junior. That was due to injury. Hasn't done much 7-on-7 this spring because he's playing baseball. So this was like my first, you know, exposure to him throwing. I think he struggled at times kind of with his accuracy in the wind, but I saw his testing numbers from that camp, and they're pretty dang good. I mean, he's a 6'1", 180-pound kid, runs a 4.8, got a good shuttle time. So he's a true dual-threat talent. I think he scored 6 or 8 times on the ground as a sophomore. So he can get it done with his arm and with his legs, and we know that's so important in this day and age of football. Everyone wants guys that are elusive outside of the pocket. Now, on the recruiting front, we mentioned everyone else is making decisions, and MJ's going to have some options. In the past, he has said or told the guys at Knowles 247, that's the Florida State site that is partnered with 24/7 Sports. He has said that FSU leads. I straight up asked him, I'm like, hey, is that still the case? And he's like, yeah, I have a really good relationship with those people, but there's some other schools in the mix. And those other schools are Nebraska, Stanford, and Georgia Tech. Now, he's got a cousin that is at Georgia Tech. You know, he's from the Atlanta metro. He's from the Peach State. So I think the idea of staying home, you know, playing for the 404 is certainly intriguing to him. I think he likes what the Yellow Jackets did with Jeff Sims in 2020. So I think they're maybe kind of a dark horse in this. And if I had to guess who's running number two behind FSU, I think it might be Nebraska. You know, MJ told me that he really likes Scott Frost. He likes the fact that Scott Frost played quarterback when he was, you know, during his career. He thinks Scott Frost and that staff there could get him ready for the next level. So I think he's going to take some visits. He mentioned Florida State spring game as one. I think that's on April 10th. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get on a plane and get out to Lincoln after that. And then Stanford's in there as well. But Blair, you know, this year, West Coast guy, like Stanford quarterback recruiting operates on a different timeline. And, you know, I asked him, like, hey, have you even applied to Stanford yet? And he had said no. So I think they're probably running fourth right now in that race to land his signature.
Yeah, Stanford offers them one by one. So until he comes off the board and until he, you know, gets admitted into the school, there's a whole lot of process there. So very intricate development and process for the Stanford Cardinal. And as we get closer and closer to official visits, that means that we can probably start talking about cookie cakes soon.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there. It's wild. You know, I guess the assumption is things are going to open up in June. And it seems like, I know you're doing it as well. Like, I'm now writing stories, hey, so-and-so has penciled in official visits this date, or whether it's June 4th, I think June 11th and June 18th are some other big ones. I'm interested to see how this plays out, to be honest. And I haven't really had this discussion kind of with everyone else. How many schools are going to be eager to get these kids in just because they're concerned about maybe another dead period and they just want to see it size some guys up? And how many schools are going to wait? Because think about this. If you wait, you put together a really good season and you can still have an official visit left with a kid come late November, early December. That could be extremely valuable. So we'll see. I'm interested to see, you know, what the right path is. I think there's probably a lot of debates going. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you bring up a terrific point. It's going to be like when the race car driver and his pit crew are trying to figure out if they should go in to get new tires, right? Or to save it off and say, hey, let's go. We're in it for the long haul. We might be in the mix here at late. Let's try to save that last official visit. We've seen a lot of different schools. You know, in the previous episode earlier this week, we had Blake Alderman on the show. Florida's lining up a mega weekend for that first weekend in June. So, you know, do you want to be early? Do you want to be late? Do you want to save it? Do you want to maybe make a splash and try to get a lot of guys on campus or try to maybe sneak a visit in there before a player makes a decision? There is a lot of strategy involved here.
Dude, I mean, I did not know you're a NASCAR guy, but that is the like perfect analogy. Like, communicating with that crew chief? Are we staying out or are we going in? Like you said, to get tires and gas. It'll be interesting because I think, you know, some schools that are confident they're going to win in 2021, you know, I might wait to have my big recruiting weekend in December, right before that early signing period when it probably matters the most.
24/7 sports analyst, writer, podcaster, photographer, cookie cake aficionado, Andrew Ivins joined us on the show. Andrew, thank you so much, and try not to stay out too late.
I know. We'll talk to you later, Blair. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right. That is Andrew Ivins. You can follow him on Twitter at @Andrew_Ivins. We've got a load of content coming over to 24/7 sports this weekend. We mentioned Jakari Brown announcing his decision live on CBS Sports HQ on March 26th. There's also going to be the top quarterbacks in and around the state of Texas at the Elite 11 stop in Houston. Gabe Brooks will be there. The Pylon tournament heads over to Indianapolis, and Steve Wiltfong will be there. We've got Brian Doan in Philly to check in with top 10 prospect Eni White. Me and Brandon Huffman will both be in the desert, Phoenix, Arizona, for the Under Armour Camp Series stop in Phoenix. So make sure you check out 24/7 Sports all weekend for all the latest recruiting buzz and notes on your top recruits and favorite teams. That'll do it for us this week. Check back with us next week. You're listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.